But is it aliens we're looking for that are coming in now?
We have to say every level now.
Wow.
There you are. It's every level now. See, there's no more grace. Mm. Beforehand, Jenny Bell could stomp her feet on the Mississippi mud, and she could control it. The days of wine and roses have passed, darling.
Mm-hmm. I see. Got it.
This is so wonderful.
But the headlines are all about Oprah and whether she should interview Prince Harry and Meghan before or after.
She did. She did them already. They're talking about how poor they are and how bad they are. Okay, check this out. Okay, Meghan has got on an $8,000 goddamn suit. $8,000 suit. A $20,000 goddamn ruby bracelet. And goddamn $2,000 fucking shoes, talking about how they're having to rough it in the bowels of L.A. Pretty beautiful. Mm.
And they're doing that to get some kind of sympathy?
Well, there that goes Oakley. You know Oakley, she's trying to make a print. She needs to, sell a print. That's how the Negro people say print, point. It's a prank.
The drink?
That's a nigger. Yeah. No, nigger. Prank. Yeah, prank. Like a point.
What'd you say, Carol?
Because
I know, but what are they selling? What is the object?
Trying to make a point.
Oh. What's his point? That he's poor?
Her point. Her point. Oprah's point. Oprah's point. She's trying to bring up the point of how they are in terrible disarray and how awful it is that they can't have some of the queen's fucking money and blah, 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 when the print for her is that she needs to sell her Weight Watchers company because it obviously isn't doing her any good.
That's Oprah's Weight Watchers company.
Correct. Oh.
Mm-hmm. So she's projecting her own situation on Harry and Meghan.
Correct. While she's sitting there morbidly obese.
Wow. Okay, enough of that nonsense. Oh, and so they're going to release it after Prince Philip dies? Or his death
it's
is announced?
It's released now. It's already released. It's out, Bob. It's out.
They'll be playing on Sunday, Carolyn.
No, it's already played. It's already played.
Oh, I didn't see that. Didn't know that. When was it played? Today?
Oh, we don't know all of that. All I know is she gave him a blowjob, and it was not anything to write home about.
She being Oprah.
No. Meghan Merkel, the little bitch,
gave
him a blowjob.
Prince Harry?
Yeah.
Prince Harry.
Yeah, a blowjob, and it was nothing to write home about. He's not too endowed.
Mm. He's not too endowed, did you say?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
The marvelous Dean footage shows it all.
Dean footage?
Bean footage. Showing the little jelly beans hanging from his testicles.
Mm. Okay.
Because they know very quickly that the doom has come. 2022, they lose it all. And then 2024, we're back in Trumpitis again.
We're backing Trump's itis.
Yeah,
so
we're in Trump itis again.
Yes, but do we have to wait 4 years for Trump to get any of our stuff done?
No. You don't wait no nothing because the death angel hasn't even come yet, Bob. That Passover's coming, so it starts today. This is that day. Most of it's already occurring. It just hasn't hit the surge. You got to hit
right,
the surge.
That's the point Ian said March 4th, or somebody said it last couple of weeks, March 4th. That's today.
Were
we talking about tribulations as figure, no longer ground? Starts happening today.
We don't know. Those are beautiful words. What do they mean, Bob?
Well, death and destruction, and the vaccine mixing with the new virus or bacterial diet.
I'm talking about figure of the figure ground or ground figure or over figure or.
Okay, here's what it means. Ground is not noticed. So we've been in the first half of the 7-year tribulations for the last 3.5 years.
Yep.
No one knew it.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Because we said it. Because that's the Thompson quadrant of the upside down. That we did. We told everybody. But you had a state of grace. You had L, number 11.
Mm.
L gave you a state of grace. Now you have no state of grace.
Yes, and I wanted to ask what that meant. Does that mean that nobody is protected?
You had a benefit or an ally or a condition, you had something that would work on your behalf. You no longer have that benefit. You took over. And when you took over at midnight tonight, by the way, that's when you take over. It's midnight tonight, when your time. When you take over midnight tonight, caveat emptor, buyer beware.
Hmm.
Noblesse oblige. To whom much is given, much is required. It's on like Donkey Kong.
You know, they all been waiting for Trump to be inaugurated today, March 4th, because that's the George Washington date, not the post-FDR date of January 20th.
Yeah.
Now waiting for Trump to be inaugurated, and it's me who's going to be inaugurated.
Midnight, your time.
Midnight, I've been inaugurated.
Yeah.
And am I...
And so now the Bolsheviks and all of Bavaria is beside themselves because... You'll take over their bonds. I don't know how the fuck you're going to pay for it, but you take over their shit.
Well, I do have trillions. I can't pay for it.
Yeah, but you don't want to waste it on something stupid. If you had all of that, fuck, what would you have?
Okay, back to... Oh, is Bob pure tech body now?
God, we hope not.
Pure tech body.
We hope not. We would like to say no because you because you still have a library. If you were real genuinely tech buddy all the time, you wouldn't be you wouldn't require a library.
Did I capitulate to the tech body?
What happens is it's a bit of a tete-a-tete, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Between me and the tech body.
We got to have something to tell you, Bob. The Android meme is a little more Android than usual lately.
Yeah. That's not tech body.
According to your fucked up, and according to your fucked up chart. Nope, it is not. That's right. So now, not you, because you don't do anything. Bert, poor Bert, is going to have to watch the Left Behind series.
Belize? What's that word? Belize?
Left Behind series.
Okay, what about those theories?
Yeah, so they have this anomaly where they lost their state of grace.
The Android meme lost their state of grace. Its state of grace.
Yes. And it's actually called the Leftovers.
So does that mean that the Android meme is weak? What does it mean for the Android meme when they lose their state of grace?
They've got nothing to hold them up.
So there's no more Android meme.
It's kicking and screaming. It just gets outed. It's kind of like when they tell the fireside ghost story. You can calculate the end of it pretty easily.
Okay, so the kids who talk about memes all day long, how does the weakening of the Android meme affect kids and their obsession with memes? And their chip body.
We have no idea.
Are these kids worth saving? The Zoomers,
computer
I think
says,
they're called.
Computer says no.
Right. And so not many of them are going to be around over the next 5 years.
Correct.
Is Trump still in the position of not falling, as the Bible says,
yes,
about the seventh trumpet?
Yes.
He could screw that up, or it's beyond his control.
Well, you know, it's like snatching. It's like snatching. It's like snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory, Bob. You can always fuck it up. No contest there. You can always fuck it up. But that's not the drive. Is to fuck it up is not the drive.
Does Ivanka know the biblical level of her father? She heard
he
the
does.
Idea. She accepts
he
it.
Does. She applauds it. It's what moved her up the food chain. Why isn't her bitch mother in the scene? If it's all that. Ivana was probably more powerful than all of them. Where is she now?
Why isn't she? She can't take the biblical level of Donald Trump?
Apparently, yes. Good. Very good, Bob.
Okay. Right.
That's, see, so, to hear again, you hit a home run. So, Bob, even in Death Valley, sometimes a breeze blows. Did you know that?
Yes. All right. Yeah. So, Mercola and Carol, Mercola and those that don't appreciate Carolyn are all irrelevant to what's happening. They don't have any say.
That depends on the drive. No, that depends on the driver. See, you're in a canceled, uncanceled culture that's been uncanceled. You get that?
It's been uncanceled. Well, the cancel culture hasn't been canceled.
Yes, it has. The canceled, uncanceled culture has been uncanceled. Everybody's uncanceling things, but people aren't giving that any credence. But that means something can't become canceled from an uncanceled position. So you can't, meaning the way we said that, just like that, doesn't make any sense, because it doesn't make any sense what media college is doing. You're in, you're out, you're loved, you're hated. We don't like you. You're Dixie fucking twits. That's what you are. Get out of here. We don't listen to you. Get away from me. We're going to rub your name off all the earth. Where are they now? They can't even pick and sing no more, Bob. The Dixie Twits. They don't even do nothing no more.
Are they still mad at Trump? Disgusted with
they
Trump?
They didn't even know Trump. They didn't even know Trump when they were thrown out.
So,
when no such a thing as Trump, when they were canceled.
And they're not going to hear about Carolyn. You're going to miss that boat.
Fair. That's right. Good for you. We're talking about the bigger picture, Bob, of how you changed the zeitgeist from the inside out.
Right. Starting tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Once you take the reins.
Yeah, the transition.
You know what reins are?
Yes, they're.
Wow.
Puppet threads, controlling your office with the rain.
No. To rule and reign as in a kingdom.
Okay. But so there's been a transition for a year or so. Bob's been slowly
taking
over.
We've been fighting hard trying to keep you alive long enough so you could not get a nosebleed. That high and puffed up position that you find yourself, those echelons that no one can assume.
Right. What are the implications of no grace? If people have no grace, that means
you're
on the firing line.
You're on the own. You got no where before you'd have an ability to go, aha, aha, aha. But instead, there ain't no more aha.
Well, people feel that angels help them. They call on angels.
Angels
God to protect
hurt
them.
Angels hurt them. The death angel is what takes your ass out of here. So let's pray death angel. Just make it come quickly. Oh, yeah, that's brilliant. Good. Yeah.
So yeah, people didn't understand the role of angels, but they thought that they, if they're thinking of grace, they think of something in the non-physical realm as protecting them. They are now totally vulnerable to angels, because angels are not protecting them anymore.
Yes, and not just that, other statutory issues.
Other phenomena, demons, may-dads, may-nads, these kind of things also?
What does the grace mean?
Just before I say that, it sounds like, much like the TV show True Blood, that showed people not having grace. Everybody was vulnerable. Remember that?
Correct. Especially if you were fucking the maenad.
Yeah, right. So grace is a state of blessedness or protection. We can say that Bob and Carol have been in a state of grace for a long time because they should have been killed and were killed several times. Now, Bob and Carol don't have grace, correct?
Oh, yes, we do, because I'm doing the keys, and we've got key 15 protection. So, right,
so
I under-
Carolyn flips that into a simple elegance or refinement of movement. She converts it into the state of grace as a simple elegance or refinement of movement.
And
Oh my God. Charlotte Bennett's in the house now, Bob.
Uh-oh. Who's she? Is she a QAnon House of Representatives kind of person?
No.
No.
He felt like he was untouchable. That's Cuomo's, say his name? Cuomo's newest accuser.
Yeah, what'd you say her name was? Charlotte Bennett? Did you say?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's see. Charlotte Bennett. She thought was trying to sleep with her. Okay.
Yeah.
The governor's trying to sleep with her. And so he's going down. Will he go to jail? That would be what he wouldn't expect.
Not
right?
For that. He's going to jail for murder, homicide. Well, manslaughter. Manslaughter. He raised his hand against Donald J. Trump and said, "Get out! Get out of New York!" He said, "All right, motherfucker, I'm gone. I'll see you in church."
So he's, who did you just say, Kellen? The Cuomo murdered, oh, you're talking about the old granny porn channel candidates, auditioners, the old ladies?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
The nursing
about,
home.
Bob?
He killed the old people in the nursing home. Is that the murder he's going to jail for?
COVID, he's manslaughter. He sent infected people back. He could have sent them to the ship that he had a full of. He could send them to the managed Javits Center, which he had 10,000 beds. Nobody there.
Yeah.
Instead, he made an order saying, "Everybody's got COVID. It comes from the nursing home. Go back to the nursing home." And it put fire, like fire through sagebrush, gave it to 9,000 extra people died because of his call.
Why did he do that? Was he stupid or vicious?
He's just stupid. He's just stupid. The way they said it, everybody was going to need a ventilator, two ventilators apiece, and a backup ventilator. And they were going to need these certain drugs and this that wasn't available. And they had to put an iron lung. They had to have breathing treatments. They had to kill the Carolyn said all along, "Stop. Don't put an intubation tube, for God's sake. You're going to kill these people." And there it went. Oops, there it is.
Right. Now, is his brother Chris going to suffer too?
He already is. Well, no, but he already is because nobody's watching CNN now at all. They're not even getting
right.
They're not even talking about The View. The View ain't got, normally The View would say something salacious and make it a point. They don't have any points of order anywhere. Saturday Night Live ain't even funny. It's like stupid. He's like their newest job, love job, was that everybody in Israel has been vaccinated in Israel, and it said especially all of the Jewish people.
which means that the Palestinians could not get vaccination because they got caused the fucking war.
Now, why is Saturday Night Live not funny? I've heard about that for years. It used to be funny.
They went apolitical, and everything had to be a political drive. And if they would make fun of what was funny, then it would be hysterical, like it used to be. Like in the days when Roseanne and Dana was on, you know? And like when they were making fun of, not Lou Ferrigno, but California, Sonny and Cher, Mary Hartman. He was the governor.
Schwarzenegger.
When they were making fun of him, we want to Hans in France, we want to pump you up. Those skits were actually clever and funny. And like the church lady, remember Church Chat?
Yeah.
That was when it was funny. That was funny. It was clever. And now it's turned into Trump's a son of a bitch. And we love Biden. He's stupid, but we love him.
Right, so they became politically correct, and that's no way to be funny if you're politically correct.
They became apolitically astute. That's what they became, apolitically astute. They started recognizing the meme and started feeding it, and then it wasn't funny anymore.
Mm.
They were trying to fight, they were trying to feed the Me Too, or feed the uncancel, or cancel culture, or to feed... fill in the fucking blank. And it only speaks to 10%, and they thought it spoke to everybody.
And they never woke up to that mistake they made.
Lauren lost. Well, they haven't so far. They could, but, you know, we don't know.
Lauren has...
They ran Trump into the ground, and nothing came of that. People just quit. They didn't think it was funny. They quit watching. So
yes. So Alec Baldwin made a fool of himself doing Trump.
Who?
Career-wise.
Never heard.
Yeah.
Who? Never. Now we'd say who. It's kind of like Stephen Baldwin. Who ever heard of him? He's on like C-Things and Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes doesn't even pick him up anymore. He's like he's a has-been wannabe. A has-been wannabe.
Right.
So we say congratulations. You got him again, Alec. You got him again.
Who's Alex?
Alec.
Oh, yeah. So Saturday Night Live, the young kids trying to become stars there have picked the wrong medium. Are they aware that they're not going to make it through Saturday Night Live?
Nobody. They know that they're not getting paid like they used to because nobody's there.
Hmm. Nobody's there. You mean they don't make the show?
There's no show to make, Bob. It's all just in the can.
You mean they do it somewhere else on Zoom? How do they do
bits
this?
Bits and pieces. It's just there's nobody. Before, they couldn't do a show there forever because of the COVID crises, you know, bullshit. So,
okay.
No, silly, Bob.
You brought up a very interesting point that Otto von Habsburg was the go-to man for making clones through, I guess, most of the 20th century. Did he learn that technology from the aliens around the Nazis in the 30s?
No comment.
Which means he did. All right. There's also another aspect. In philosophy or academia, there's something called the Vienna Circle. Now, these are thinkers. Wittgenstein would be one of them, 100 or more years ago, that seemed to have a big influence on academia throughout the 20th century. Was that because Otto von Habsburg promoted them? Did the Vienna Circle happen because of Otto?
Yes.
So how could he influence people to believe these thinkers? What did he pay people off to do it? or he told them secret stuff, which made them better thinkers back in Austria and Vienna. How did he implement his influence?
Mostly it was a two-part thing. So can you ask a clearer question? Because that was kind of ambiguous, don't you think?
Okay, so many the Vienna Circle thinkers are important people in academia for the history of thought in the 20th century. Are they influential because Audubon Habsburg paid Western universities off to promote them? Or did these thinkers have access to the secret world of Audubon Habsburg, therefore they knew more what technologies were possible, and that made them more leading-edge thinkers because they had access to Habsburg scene?
Right. Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. It's like in the middle of the 20th century, you go to New York and you get the latest ideas would be quite prominent there, where they wouldn't be in the rest of America. So Vienna was like New York City in the mid-20th century. New York City was where it was at. Vienna was like that 1910. Freud was there, for example. Right? It just was the center where the action was. So you had a lot of intelligent people there, or people who
maybe
put on the role of intelligence.
Maybe.
So now that I've taken over, Habsburg is very weak, or even,
yeah.
I might as well say he's dead. He's weak. Now, that's where I've pissed off a lot of people as of midnight tonight, right?
So you did.
But they have capitulated? You don't want to say, right? Because they may not have capitulated.
Right. That's exactly right. Any way you go, it's going to end badly.
Right. Okay. Now, Ion laid out
all right
the id and the ego in relation to the Iliad and the Odyssey. And I think Ion asked me to talk about that or ask questions about it. Is there something you'd say right off, or shall I ask a question about the id and the ego?
We're not going to say anything. You're in charge, goddammit. Say what you're going to say. We'll address it.
Okay.
You got to drive it now, biggin.
So the Iliad was a boring book compared to the Odyssey on the surface. Odyssey is
depends on the esoteric ramifications. Some would say otherwise once they read it, but
yes. So the Iliad is about the secret ramifications of the id, whereas Ulysses and in Odyssey is about the ego.
Well, the ramifications of too much ego. Yes.
Did Ulysses have too much ego?
Purportedly so.
But he was encountering monsters that had way more ego, and they all lost.
Depends on how they made. If they were, if you lived long enough to talk about the monsters, you must have had some ego.
Right, but it was a balanced ego. He didn't lose control of it.
Maybe. Time will tell. We'll see if the cancel culture removes it from the Library of fucking Congress. Then we'll see.
Right. So,
Ulysses. So.
Yeah, Ulysses is still alive, so the judgment on his literary career is still up in the air.
You haven't decided. You haven't adjudicated anything. So, right. Right, Bob. Right.
Okay, what are some of the secret aspects of the id that aren't apparent to the average reader?
We didn't mean to speak over you, Bob. Are you through?
The Iliad. Yeah, the Iliad.
Are you through?
Yeah, I'm through.
Are you through? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Whew.
Okay, good. All right, now, what that means or what that applies to is how the secret side of the id is the counterpart or counterplane that applies to socioeconomic ramifications. Socioeconomic ramifications, which is sort of what you're experiencing right here, right now. Somewhat.
You mean in the global economy? The global economy?
No, yeah, everything. There is no global economy. There's only the drop after today.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
you felt it. You felt it. That's why you're number two now. You can't hold it in. You can't hide it. Okay, then that means we have to talk about the polymerase conditions.
He got us again.
You have any questions on the polymerase condition, Carolyn, that you could lead off with?
It's not polymerase. Yeah, that's right.
I'm thinking of the amazing Polly.
Polly. You need to play a Ralph Stanley's Polly. Pretty
okay.
Polly.
Polyamorous.
That'd be,
yes.
Polyamorous.
Okay.
Oh. It's that pitiful there was the half sister of Pitiful Pearl.
So Carolyn, do you have knowledge about the polymerase world?
Of course
yes,
she does, Bob.
Now, don't be busy. I want you to help this questioning.
Oh, my God. He's gone south now. He's trying to figure out what the T-cell counts are, Carolyn.
So, Carolyn, Ian said the polymerase is a pretty important situation, condition we're moving into, or
it
needs to be discussed. And for months, he wouldn't do it. Now we're doing it, Carolyn. You don't want to miss this opportunity to influence
She's
what
busy,
I learned.
She's busy, Bob. She's busy, Bob. It'll change. Don't worry about what you've learned. We don't worry about what you've learned, Bob. We're trying to unlearn what you've learned. Yeah, it's okay. Carolyn's got this, Bob. Don't worry. You don't got to tell her how the milk got in the coconut. She'll show you where the out valve is. She'll show you. Don't worry, baby. We got you. It's okay.
And, you know, here's Carolyn. Come on. Perennial suffer little people who she has to abandon shortly. And
at least she can lead them on a nice, pleasant shore, so that's good.
Okay, Ken, where are the polymerases? What part of the cell or whatever are they? Well, I have to look
it's
it up.
Part of the cell, it's the part of the cell that cuts it off or embraces the condition, whatever it copies. It's the part that cuts it off and invites it in and says, oh, y'all come. Or the one that says, get the fuck out of here. Don't be coming around here. And when it splits and embraces it, then it keeps dividing and it makes more and it makes more and it makes more. And then your T cells have to fight with your CD4. And then you have to find out what the CD4 applies to. Then you can see how you feel by how you felt. And that's all driving from the polymerase pump. Polymerase. We'll say it this way. Polymerase. There you go. That's better. We'll start talking about polymerase. Polymerase. Yeah, it's a polymer that's sticky and it's easy. That's a good way to say it, Bob. You're smart.
All right. Yeah. So,
you and Scott, you're really smart.
That's the chopping off of the double helix that we saw in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, in the movie.
The fifth element, I think it was.
Yeah.
The chopping off of making new double helixes, the polymerase is part of that process, correct?
Karen would say yes. But she's way smarter than you, big man.
Well, maybe in this little puny world, but can she apply it as well as I do?
Time will tell, won't it?
Yep. There's no time, though. So it should be told by now.
This woman makes your food, Bob. Don't molest her.
You call that food? Jeez. It's it's better than other people's food.
You're fixing to see. You may get to find out what leftovers really taste like, Bob. Yeah, be careful. You be careful. There may not be any nut pate in your future.
Which of our products, the amino acids, are they going to affect the polymerase chopping?
Yes, they do, because the lipids are going to have a different conjunction point, and so you'll treat it at a different level. With that, the super sugar, the insulinose, they'll be embraced at a different level.
Did you say with it or without the super sugar?
With the super sugar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So knowing about the polymerase has nothing to do with ascension.
No, nothing to do with ascension. Nope. Correct.
Why is Ion talking to us about it then?
Because you need to understand that that's what you have to get over from the cellular level and based on the cells that you know. You can't take a little man's condition and invert that into a God pose. See, you're trying
you
to, you should be taking God. You can't do it. You should figure out how to get from God to a little man. Then you know how to get from a little man to God. But you can't know that. You can't know that. You can't know that. So.
Yeah, you're saying that knowing about the polymerase is important for the ascension.
No. You know what bread is?
Yes.
You can't take bread and make flour.
Okay.
But yet, bread is made from flour. So you can't take little man and make God. If you have God, you can make little man. Okay, that's okay. But it never works reciprocally. Reciprocally. Doesn't work.
Right.
So... Your premise, however flawed, is too clever by half.
I asked if you need to know for ascension, and then you start off saying no. Then you went into the stages of apprehension that people need to understand about that involves a polymerase.
With a codicil, with a codicil of genomic references, with a reference of genomic references, yes.
Yeah, so what I say to people is that they've got assumptions in their mind which block in areas they're not even aware of. So we get acquainted to as many ideas as possible to find out what the effects of the ideas are on their assumptions, and they can clear them out.
Okay.
Is that what you just meant about studying polymerase and knowing what it does?
Kinda, except we weren't quite as glib as you, but kinda.
Mm. Yeah. So you basically, your mind is cluttered with all kinds of little man's mind, cluttered with all kinds of half notions, half baked notions, and they actually do get in the way of ascension, because they determine how you interpret what the ascending process is.
It questions what condition your condition is in. How about that?
Yeah, when you're a little man with these incomplete.
We say yeah, but don't get all tangled up in that. It's okay. Nobody hurt.
All right. Well, then you're saying that knowledge is not that important because it's part of the mind, and the mind is should not
fleeting.
Be used much.
Fleeting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. What do you think of that, Carol?
It's like a grapefruit. It's like a grapefruit. Everybody eats them, but they don't really like how they taste.
Right. Now, Carolyn's always keeping up on the medical world, the mainstream legacy media, legacy medicine.
Oh, my God. What the fuck does that mean? What is the fuck is a legacy medical? What is the legacy medium of a medical? What is that, Bob? And if you
AMA.
Had two of them, what
the
would you
AMA.
Have? You had,
AMA.
But what does that have to do with the legacy? The legacy of who didn't die or what didn't kill you? Well, the AMA will tell you right quick, all these motherfuckers are going to die. They're just trying to keep you alive as good as long as can, and then get the as long as your insurance premiums are payable.
The legacy media is a phrase they use to refer to the New York Times and all the older established analog media, which have been erased by the digital environment. So I'm thinking in
WebMD.
There's
WebMD, WebMD is better than MDMD because they're both done on Zoom. So,
right. So why does Carolyn have to keep up with what the legacy medicine is mistaken about?
Is she?
Yeah, she keeps reading and finding out what they're thinking and doing. That helps her understand where she doesn't want to go.
Well, ask her. Ask her. That's what she said. That's what she said. She's like, ask me. That's what she said. Ask her. That's ridiculous. She's trying to compare the comparable, Bob, because then what happens is, do you know what isometrics are?
Yes.
What?
You squeeze and attention. You apply attention to your limbs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what she does to the limbs of the AMA to see what gives. And then after a little while, it's very clear and pointless, well, pointedly pointless, that they're ridiculous. They don't have a leg to stand on. A leg to stand on, you get that? And so then it becomes this like shooting fish in a barrel, Bob. And she's got a pistol. She knows how to shoot, too. You be careful. She'll blow your head off. And just smile about it. And love you, love you, love you while she blows your brains out. You know that, just so you know. Mm. So the isometrics are where she squeezes the position to prove the premise or to expose the unprovable hypotheses that's built on hyperbole.
As I take over tonight at midnight, does that mean I help Carolyn? Does that help? With Bob in charge, does that help Carolyn?
This is a man who can't turn off the goddamn water in the bathroom. It's going to help Dr. Dean? Oh, ooh, that's good. That's the delicious. Hey, Carolyn, guess what? Next week he's going to make dinner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you quite finished?
Tell us how to make the chicken livers then, big boy. You can't even get them out of the cold box.
I don't even want to eat them.
You can't even get them out of the cold box anymore.
Now that I'm in charge, it's back to ice cream and Mars bars, okay?
Not Mars. Snicker bars. You never eat a Mars
bar. I'm going back to my roots.
You never eat a Mars bar in your life.
Yes, I did.
Snicker bars.
40, 50 years ago, I ate
Snicker bars.
One a week. I had one a week.
My God.
So, being ascended as of midnight, I, as you said to Carolyn, can eat whatever I want to eat, as much as I want to.
Well, fuck you do kind of now. Carolyn says if you look at your gut, she says you do that anyway.
I have a very nice gut. She's hallucinating.
She's got your BMI at 42, Bob. She's got your body mass index at 42. So you're doomed. You're doomed, Bob. You're doomed. Right.
In my court down there on the beach walk, everybody's quite happy with the glow my body dispenses.
Oh, okay. Bless his heart. Carolyn, he's bragging about his little tushy now. He's got a little tushy. He's going to show everybody his little tushy. That's sweet. You got a cute tushy, Bob. It's a cute tushy. Yep, you got a nice tushy.
So what did we learn about Pomeroy's today that had to be kept from
that
us?
That it applies to little men's condition, has nothing to do with a godlike condition of space, that proves how you maintain a cellular strata that is less than the optimal God particle, as you call it.
Are you saying it's a guide to doing something? Or all that
sentence
was about...
That's what we just said.
Okay, because it's hard to tell whether you were going left or right.
Neither. Polymerase has to do with little man, nothing to do with God. So to master polymerase is to know how to not worry about being a god. That's how you miss it. That's how the cells don't ascend. Polymerase is what's not embraceable, or the infection factor, or the count, the infection count. Wait a minute. The how many parts per million the disease has took over the body.
Mm-hmm. So the polymerase actually has a disservice. It puts the little man into a condition where he forgets about ascending. It helps him feel better.
It proves it.
Proves what? That he's stupid?
That you got to die. As a little man, you got to die. That's what
that's
polymerase does. It kills the cell. That's the reason we don't want to talk about it, because everybody's all excited about it, and they figured out all the details, and they can tell what their viral load is, and they figure out this condition. That's how they tell. Okay, and so we're trying to get past that so you can get above your viral load.
What do you think of that, Carol? That's an insight, isn't it?
I knew that.
You knew polymerase was a disservice.
Yeah, I mean, it came about in the AIDS treatment protocol. Learned about it.
So, is polymerase talked about as a good thing, Carolyn, that legacy medicine is developing? They got it backwards?
Legacy.
No, it's
medicine.
Just an aspect
legacy
of
medicine.
An aspect of measuring.
Of how much how much the cells are allowed to replicate the quote problem or the ascension. You could the polymerase could infect you with ascension and force you to ascend. But that's not the way they explain it, you see.
So it could have a service. You say it infects you and it forces you to ascend.
It doesn't infect you.
Hein said that.
It's the gauge of infection. It's what's replicated in the cell. It's what's replicated in the cell.
Polymerase, because it has ASE at the end, you know, it's an enzyme. It synthesizes long chains of polymers or nucleic acids. DNA polymerase and RNA polymerase are used to assemble DNA and RNA molecules, respectively, by copying a DNA template strand using base pair interactions, or RNA by half ladder replication. So it's an enzyme that makes DNA and RNA.
Well, conveys RNA, DNA.
Yes. So let's compare the polymerase to chromosome 4.
It's a conveyance factor, Bob.
Okay. Now, let's compare polymerase and all that we've said to chromosome 14. Sounds like chromosome 14 does the opposite to polymerase.
No, it's the new information. The DNA is affected by the RNA, the new information that will allow the chromosome 14 to open. And the polymerase would be a vehicle by which that could occur, but it hasn't yet so far. It could infect the cell to replicate from an enzyme to cause a change at the cellular structure that it's in replicated and sets into what they call a viral load if it's a virus condition. And so ascension is malignant.
Okay, so I thought that the RNA affected the chromosome 14, which affected the DNA. What you had just said was the RNA affects the DNA, and then that has another effect on the opening of the chromosome 14.
Because of the enzyme that Callan just brought up and the polymerase of what's embraced and what's not.
Oh,
what's
so if the polymerase
not.
The polymerase has to be developed, emphasized, to cause
the enzyme has to be readily adaptable to whatever the new RNA information is. Like, I'm a jackass. You got the jackass gene. Okay, I'm a jackass. Okay, I'm a jackass. Well, the polymerase would then take the jackass gene. You would know very well, being a jackass yourself in private, that would replicate within your cells, and you would become a jackass. Ta-da.
That's due to the polymerase?
It is, based on what Carolyn just said.
Okay. Now, if you don't bring in the polymerase and you're just working with the chromosome 14, what happens
then,
there?
Then you're just naturally a jackass then, Bob.
Ah, you already are. Were a jackass.
Correct.
Part of you.
So then that's changed. Yeah. Good. That's good. So now we were being cheeky there, but then the next level or tier is that the new information in the meat sack body can have effects or affects on the whole condition. And the first telltale signs of this is you start having no oxygen. Then your exoskeleton starts changing. Then they do a test and say that your R2-D2 is terribly low. So you have to eat bottles full of vitamin D to get yourself up to the smallest level. Then you start noticing you have a little more CO2 in your body. And you don't have any good reason to have a CO2. And then your total cholesterol starts dropping. It's astounding how you have less and less and less cholesterol. To where a normal average cholesterol overall becomes like 100.
That's all the process around the chromosome 14 bypassing polymerase interference.
Yeah, okay.
That's what you were just describing.
I know those are a lot of words, but you're making it hard. Do something else or move on. Hurry up. Get through. You're through. It's 8 o'clock.
The polymerase is the dark soul of the genes, and the chromosome 14
is what introduces the Collins family to dark shadows.
Hmm. And whereas the chromosome 14 is Saint Germain
or Twin Peaks. Mm-hmm.
Or Twin Peaks. Okay. Which character? The Bob character? The other
of
version
course.
Of the Dark Soul?
Everything is Bob. Everything is the Bob character.
Two
Bob.
Bobs, Carolyn.
Bob.
Two Bobs. Two Dark Souls. There's an insight for Bert and the rest that are paying attention. So we have a quote here. And it seems to be Ion responding to something. I think this is the human asking a question. And what is it? It's getting taken beyond ourselves. Humans really want to get a break from being human. No, that's what Ion says. So we're quoting Ion. And what is it? It's getting taken beyond ourselves. Humans really want to get a break from being human. Now, we bring in the physical. Ion stresses the importance of the physical. What part of the physical human is to be dropped and still be part of the physical? Even though you're saying beyond the human.
The leftover part, the id. The id, Bob. The id, the ego.
Mm.
That's what you have to drop. You have to drop the mind play and become. It's not a thinking man's game. So you're trying to consider if everyone else thinks you're as good looking as you see yourself as good looking. That's an id issue.
Right. And the ego is what's to be dropped?
Correct. Good.
Are you echoing Wilhelm Reich's philosophy when you talk about the id and its importance?
Not completely. Not completely. It's just how wrong Eckhart Tolle is.
Right. He's very wrong. But Reich was on a more accurate troll.
Reich was too existentialist. He was an existentialist. It was only one way or the other way. There was no middle ground. There is a bit of a middle ground. With him, it was up or down, right or left, left. One way or the other, he couldn't have any other aspiration. There was more aspiration than he presented. But the theorem, cleanly presented, it's fair.
Right. And someone who was more balanced than Reich would be Maslow.
Before he lost his mind, yes.
He lost his. So his early Maslow is relevant, where he's describing...
It's sincere and it's genuinely compounded. not esoterically expounded. See the difference?
Yes, and he basically studied well people. People had a good disposition. We're on their way to ascension. But he got a little muddled about it as he specialized in helping or understanding ascended people as a model, or ascending people
okay.
as a model. That's where he got difficult.
Okay.
He got problems. So what okay. is it that he missed? What made Maslow go nuts? What did he miss?
Puppies. He missed puppies.
He missed the non-abstract world. He got lost in abstraction about psychology.
Good. Yeah, that's nice. Okay, what else you got?
So continuing after Ayn says, humans really want to get a break. I know, we're stopping.
No,
humans,
he's winding up.
Yeah, winding up, count. Humans really want to get a break from being human. Then Ayn says, when you sleep or think you sleep, you have to go to another place. You have to go to another place. It's not pleasant staying stuck in this physical all the time. So you go to sleep, and that takes you to another world, another dream. Well, that's not true, right? You don't go to another dream unless each world
is
a dream.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. Is it live or Memorex? It doesn't matter if you can see it, hear it, touch it. You can call it a dream, even if it's real. You could have a dreamland experience in something that's real.
Okay.
So dream, we don't fuss with the condition. We just say you don't necessarily know what a dream is. It could be an impossible dream.
Now, this McLuhan scholar gets mentioned. Richard Cavell's proposing us saying that technology
What a hack.
I know, but wait a minute. Cavell's proposing that our technology will be our dream mechanism, and it's a tragedy. We go beyond ourselves, and we get lost within ourselves. Isn't that the threat of the tech body?
As far as adopting a glib cliche archetype, sure, Bob.
Yeah, so Cavell says it's the tragedy and ecstasy of media. Do you agree with that?
Well, it's the tragedy and ecstasy of the medium, not media.
And the medium is the tech body?
You haven't established. That's the point. He hasn't established that yet to have that pie-eyed condition.
He hasn't established what the medium is.
Correct. So it has to be. It can't be media. It has to be the medium, and then you judge it based on reality juxtaposed against surrealism. Boy, you hadn't heard that word in 2 days, have you?
Right, but the thing is, the medium of the day that he has to deal with is the tech body. Correct? It's the tech body today.
So far.
Now, in my new book, do I do a good description or explanation of how the tech body came out of vestiges of McLuhanism?
You mean the pamphlet, don't you, Bob?
Yes, the pamphlet. You're right. Is the pamphlet? Would it help Richard Cavell understand how the
show how ridiculous the whole damn thing was in an outtake of a surreal conditioned response. Good.
Is that what I'm doing? Offering the conditioned response as an outtake?
On Tuesdays, yeah.
Yeah, on Tuesdays. So Richard Cavell hasn't looked at my pamphlet, has he?
Not completely, no, Bob. Sorry
for your
love.
Is there anybody reading my pamphlet and understanding its role, its importance in the McLuhan Quadrant?
Yeah, and some of them got a few biscuits out of it, but yeah, it's a little fleeting thing. But see, they have these moments called lucidity that they embrace. They're fleeting, but it's okay. You're doing all right. Ain't nobody hurt, Bob. You're okay.
Right, so...
Yeah. Yeah,
so I think the final point, and let me just see where this leads. I don't know if this is a big topic. I got to Google this, bring it up, put it in, click on it.
Ooh.
The helicanoid tetanoid isometric deformation. Is that showing me something? The image I'm looking at now, is that the gyroscopic of the way...
It's the application of a gyroscopic node.
Right, so that's the way my
application of a
chart,
gyroscopic node. That's the way your chart's supposed to work. If somebody actually looked at your chart, that's what they'd see. But nobody's actually looked at it yet, so...
Right, looked at it accurately. But, yes, this is pretty close to the movements going on among the spinning clothing crystals, or what's known as my quadrants, correct? This is the movement.
Yeah, that would be called the jiggly puffs. Yes.
P-U-F-F or P-U-S-S?
Yes. P-U-F-F, jiggly puff.
Was this what I was trying to consume when I ate puffs? I was trying to get to the helicoid catenoid?
No. The jiggly is what's significant. Puff is what it applies to.
Right. Okay, so let's... I think that's a good point to end on, Carolyn. Anything you forgot to mention, Carolyn?
Oh, there's lots, but it's okay.
All right, then. Thank you very much, Ion. Turned out to be
thank
a good
you very
session.
Much as well. It was delicious. Slow, but delicious. It's good for you.
Yes, and all that we did on the polymerase versus the chromosome 14 can be made public.
Every damn minute of it. Loving every minute of it. That's the one.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
We'll talk later.
Thanks, Ion. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.